our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, would not miss any opportunity of calling people towards righteousness. Even when walking or traveling, they would convey the call to righteousness. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Bashar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, Fasawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and I were going to Syria when a person suddenly came and said, having salam to us, O Abu Yusuf, give me some advice. Listening to this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wept and then said, conveying the call to righteousness, O brother, the frequent coming and going of days and nights indicate that your body is weakening, your age is ending, and your death is fast approaching. O my brother, you must not be satisfied unless you have known for sure that you would have a good end. Never get heedless, because you do not know whether you would enter paradise or hell, and whether Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you because of His mercy and bounty, or is displeased with you because of your sins and heedlessness. O feeble man, do not forget what you actually are. You were an impure droplet in the beginning and would be a rotten corpse in the end. If you are unable to realize the depth of my advice now, you will soon realize that when you're buried in your grave, where you will feel shame, but it will be of no use. Saying this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became silent and began to weep. Overcome with emotion, the person seeking advice also began to cry. The narrator goes on to say that both of them wept so much that they became unconscious. Seeing this, the narrator also wept. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.